听力课堂，听 class.com。
BBC News with Mary Small. With the clock ticking down towards a crucial vote, President Obama has made a further strong bid for support for his health care reforms. The plan has become a defining issue of Mr. Obama's presidency. It's expected to be put to a congressional vote this weekend. At a rally outside Washington, the president said it was the culmination of a century of struggle.
I do know the impact it will have on the millions of Americans who need our help.And the millions more who may not need help right now, but a year from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, my answer is the time for reform is now. We have waited long enough. We have waited long enough. And in just a few days, a century-long struggle will culminate in a historic vote.
Republicans are united in opposition to the plan. More than 20 Democrats have said they'll vote against. Mr. Obama's critics say it runs counter to America's free market principles. Switzerland has halted deportation flights for failed asylum seekers, pending an inquiry into the death of a Nigerian man at Zurich Airport. The Nigerian, who'd been convicted of drugs offences, died on the tarmac as police were attempting to put him on a flight back to Lagos. Police said they'd shackled him because he was violent. He had reportedly been on hunger strike.The International Middle East Quartet has called for Israel to freeze all settlement activity. After meeting in Moscow, the quartet, including the UN, the United States, the European Union and Russia, condemned Israeli plans to build new homes in occupied East Jerusalem. The chief Palestinian negotiator, Saad Erekat, welcomed the statement but urged action.
It's time for the quartet to move from the borders of the papers and the statements towards...finding mechanisms of implementation and monitors on the ground. What we need to see is Israeli compliance. So far, we have seen Israeli defiance of the quartet's call.
The Israeli Foreign Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, said it harmed the chances of peace. The U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, told the BBC she expected the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, to deliver on his promise that he's committed to peace.Hollywood and Indian filmmakers have joined forces to tackle film piracy in India. They will work with cinemas to take stronger action against pirates copying new films with camcorders, Eletrone Smith reports.
The new alliance brings together seven Indian companies with the Motion Picture Association of America. Its aim, to help reduce the estimated $1 billion lost in revenue each year through film piracy.They'll work closely with cinemas to prevent the copying of films with camcorders. Consumers in India are said to buy around 700 million pirated DVDs each year. As many as 90% of them the result of people sitting in cinemas and secretly recording movies to copy and sell on.
You're listening to World News from the BBC.A judge in New York has sentenced a leading member of the Colombian FARC rebel movement to more than 20 years in prison for conspiring to import thousands of kilograms of cocaine into the United States. Jorge Enrique Rodriguez Mendieta, who was extradited to the U.S. in 2007, had pleaded guilty in December. U.S. prosecutors have accused the left-wing FARC rebels of being responsible for producing more than half of the world's cocaine supply.The Vatican is publishing its first public document on the sexual abuse of children by priests. Pope Benedict has written a pastoral letter to Roman Catholics in Ireland. The letter, to be published on Saturday, is expected to set out new guidelines covering the prevention and punishment of child abuse. From Rome, here's David Willey.
The Pope decided to write a pastoral letter to the Catholic faithful of Ireland after meeting the 26 Irish bishops, whom he summoned to Rome last month to report on the paedophile priests scandal there.But since then, evidence has surfaced of similar scandals in several other countries, including the Pope's homeland, Germany. A taboo that has endured for decades has been broken, and the Vatican is now taking a much harder line than in the past, recommending a zero-tolerance attitude adopted by American bishops after widespread cases of sexual abuse of children by priests in the United States.
Some news just in. We're getting reports of an Israeli airstrike in southern Gaza. The French news agency quotes Palestinian medical officials as saying Israeli planes hit a disused airport, injuring three people. A controversial law designed to increase patriotism in Slovakia has been vetoed by President Ivan Gašparovič. The law, drafted by a radical nationalist party, would have required all schools to display symbols of Slovak identity and for them to play the national anthem every week. The bill was originally introduced in response to a perceived growth in anti-Slovak rhetoric in Hungary.